Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 30. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's super, danke Marc. Und dir?
Ja, mir geht's gut, danke. A little bit apprehensive, to be honest, because we've done so much in the past 9 lessons, between lessons 21 and 29. And today it's time to go through everything and to review it all. So yeah, a little bit apprehensive.
No, I think this will be fine, you know, because 3 of these lessons were the subjunctive. So
yeah, it'll be a piece of cake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. How do you say it'll be a piece of cake in German?
Das wird ein Klacks.
Ein Klacks.
Ein Klacks is a blob or a dollop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So could we have a blob of cream?
Ja, ein Klacks Sahne.
Okay. So ich möchte ein Klacks Sahne on my coffee or something like that.
Ja, genau. Okay, super.
Well, bist du bereit?
Ja, ich bin bereit.
Also, los geht's. What's the first topic we're going to review then?
So, das erste Thema war passiv. Ja, so passive sentences.
Mm-hmm.
And we're building, do you remember how we built the passive sentence?
We used werden and the past participle.
Das ist richtig. And I have an example. Bei einem Fondue wird Käse geschmolzen.
So, bei einem Fondue wird Käse geschmolzen. So, for a fondue or when you're making a fondue, cheese is melted?
Ja, genau, richtig. So gut.
Okay.
And then I have one sentence in the past.
Yeah.
Philip wurde nie gefragt, ob er eine Party möchte.
Right, so Philip was never asked if he wanted a party.
Genau, das ist richtig. Ja. If we wanted to add a doer, ja, so viel, zum Beispiel, Philip wurde nie von seinem Bruder gefragt.
Yeah.
Then we use von plus a dative.
Okay.
I have a little exercise for you to practice this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an active sentence that I would like you to turn into a passive sentence.
Okay, go for it.
Paul faltet das Papier sorgfältig.
Right, let me think about this. So, Paul faltet das Papier sorgfältig. So, Sorg, like, keine Sorge, no worries, no cares, so carefully.
Yeah.
So, Paul folds the paper. Is faltet present or past?
Present.
Present. Paul folds the paper carefully. So what we want to say is the paper is folded by Paul carefully.
Genau.
So das Papier wird von Paul sorgfältig gefaltet.
Ja, sehr gut. Das Papier wird von Paul sorgfältig gefaltet. Sehr, sehr gut. Super. Okay. So you ready for our next topic?
Yep.
Our next topic was verbs that have separable verbs,
mm-hmm.
where the prefix is vorbei, weiter, zurück oder weg.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can then add different verbs to these prefixes, like gehen, kommen, geben and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have an example for you. Franziska ging zurück, um ihre Schlüssel zu holen.
So, Franziska went back to get her keys.
Genau, das ist richtig. When we have this verb though in a subordinate clause, because it's a separable verb, it doesn't separate at the end of the subordinate clause.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Thomas sieht, wie Karl weitergeht.
So, Thomas sieht, wie Karl weitergeht. So is this meaning Thomas sees the way in which Karl is going on further? He's moving on.
Yes, so he doesn't stop Okay. If we wanted to say something about further, then we would separate. Then it's not the same verb. Then the verb is not weitergehen, but it's weitergehen.
Okay.
That was the whole conversation we had in this episode.
It's probably a long time ago.
Right.
But we'll listen again to the episode. And we would always see that if listeners want to listen back to the particular episodes, then we can talk more about that. We can review the materials
yes,
by listening
again. I have to say, the difference here between weitergehen and weitergehen is just so slight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't worry about this. These are just very handy prefixes to attach to a range of other verbs that have some sort of movement in there.
Okay, okay.
So, Mark, möchtest du eine Aufgabe? Would you like to have a little exercise?
Warum nicht?
I have a translation for you from German into English. Stefan fuhr am Fitnessstudio vorbei und direkt in die Garage.
Okay, so Stefan fuhr, presumably the past tense, the preteritum of fahren.
Ja.
So he drove Fitnessstudio vorbei, past the gym, und direkt in die Garage and straight to the garage.
Ja, ja, genau. Ja, genau, sehr gut, super. So then our next topic was ordinal numbers.
Oh, yes.
Can you say these ordinal numbers?
I'll try them up to 10, if that's okay. So first was erst or erste. Second, zweite. Third, dritte.
Ja.
Fourth, vierte.
Genau.
Fifth, fünfte.
Ja.
Sixth, sechste.
Ja.
Seven, siebte.
Ja, richtig. Ja, super.
Eighth, achte. Ninth, neunte.
Ja.
And 10, zehnte.
Okay. And now can you tell me 16th?
I thought that was coming. Sechzehnte.
Genau, ja. So there is no S, ja. Es sechzehnte. And what about 17th?
So that would be siebzehnte.
Super. What about 60th?
I knew you were going to ask that. That would be sechzigste.
Ja. And 70th?
Siebzigste.
Genau, sehr gut, super, sehr gut. Well done. So, but what we need to also look at is that it changes from 20th. Yeah, so we have neunte, zehnte, elfte, zwölfte, and then we have 20th.
Yeah.
21. und so weiter. Yeah? Gut, sehr gut, super. And when do you think we use these numbers?
Oh, when we're talking about the first time we've done something or the second occasion in which something happened.
Yes, and also in dates.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and when we use this in dates, we are using this normally in accusative, when we say on the such and such.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I ask you, Mark, wann hast du Geburtstag?
Ich habe Geburtstag am 20. April.
Ja, sehr gut. Oder am 20.04.
Ja, okay. Am 20.04.
Genau, super. Sehr gut. Bravo.
Okay.
Ready for our next topic?
Yeah, we're going straight through these. There's lots to get through, but yeah, keep going.
So our next topic was the use of the past participle as an adjective.
Okay.
Yeah. So zum Beispiel Marias geputztes Auto.
So her cleaned car.
Genau. So so we're using geputzt, yeah, von putzen. But we need to use the adjectival endings for this, yeah?
Because it's das Auto, so it's geputztes.
Genau, yeah. And Marias geputztes Auto glänzt. That means Marias geputztes Auto is in the nominative. Yeah. But what about Michael wirft den angegessenen Keks weg?
Right. So we've got something in the accusative there. I recognize the accusative ending. So Michael wirft, that's throws,
mm-hmm.
or wirft weg, he throws away, den angegessenen Keks.
Yeah.
So it's something about an eaten cake, an eaten biscuit or cookie.
Yeah, it's a half-eaten biscuit.
A half-eaten biscuit, okay.
Yeah. So it's angegessen means that someone started nibbling on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not very pleasant.
That's why he threw it in the bin.
I see, okay.
So as an exercise, I have a sentence for you with a relative clause. And I would like you to turn the relative clause into this adjective and add it into the sentence.
Okay.
Yes? So we have Karin freut sich über das Dach, das jetzt repariert ist. So you have das jetzt repariert ist.
Yeah.
So turn this around.
Okay. So Karin is happy about the roof that has been repaired.
Genau, yeah.
So we want to say Karin is happy about the repaired roof.
Genau, das ist richtig.
Karin freut sich über das reparierte Dach.
Sehr gut, fantastisch. Sehr gut, bravo. Okay, so you're confident to move to the next topic, which is a little bit similar.
Yeah, because we talked about past participles as adjectives, but I think we also covered present participles
das ist
as
richtig.
Adjectives.
Yes, so we can use the present participle as an adjective. And how do these, what is the ending of this?
Well, they end in E-N-D, don't they? A very good ending.
Yeah, that's very good. So, for example, kochend, fahrend, leuchtend.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, these also need to follow the same declination rules as other adjectives.
Which, of course, we know by now,
yes.
Theoretically.
Yes, of course. And I have examples for you. Sabine hört den singenden Kindern zu.
So that's zuhören, to listen to?
Ja.
She's listening to the singing children.
Das ist richtig, ja.
Den singenden Kindern.
And then I have a proverb that features this type of present participle.
Uh-huh.
Bellende Hunde beißen nicht.
Now, bellen, I think you told me, was to bark.
Yeah.
So, bellende Hunde beißen nicht. Barking dogs don't bite.
Yeah, so this is not scientific
advice
statement here, okay? So, no, don't go close to barking dogs.
Indeed.
Okay. But what we want to say with this is that... you know, you shouldn't be too scared of someone who is very loud and, you know, don't be intimidated by them.
Okay, yeah. Bellende Hunde beißen nicht. Okay, good.
So I have a little exercise for you. And again, I would like you to turn the subordinate clause into this adjective, so into this present participle.
Mm-hmm.
Die Frau, die liest... ist meine Tante. So, turn die liest.
Die liest, yeah. So, we've got the woman who is reading is my aunt. So we want to make this into the reading woman is my aunt.
Yeah.
In English, that sounds odd, but it doesn't sound odd in German.
No, it sounds great.
Okay, so reading, I'm guessing, would be lesende.
Yeah.
Die lesende Frau ist meine Tante.
Genau, das ist richtig.
Okay.
Yeah, sehr gut, super.
Okay, we're over halfway through now. Let's pause for a quick break and then we'll deal with the other remaining elements from our this part of the season after the break.
In addition to the podcast version of Coffee Break German Season 3, we're also putting together a full course on the Coffee Break Academy, where you'll be able to access bonus materials to help you make even better progress with your German.
That's right. Not only will you be able to enjoy an ad-free audio version of each lesson, we'll also provide a bonus episode where Andrea will be testing us with some translation challenges based on the topic of each lesson. And of course, there are comprehensive notes and a video version of each lesson too. Visit coffeebreakgerman.com and follow the links for Season 3 there.
Hey. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, so we have been through quite a lot already. We've been through present participles as adjectives, past participles as adjectives, ordinal numbers. We've looked at the verbs with vorbei, weiter, zurück, hinweg, and so on. And we've also talked about passive structures. I think we've just got two main topics, in a sense, to cover, one being the subjunctive and the other one being?
Connectors.
Connectors, of course, of course.
And it's connectors that include more than one option, yeah? So we have a choice maybe, or we want to say this yes, but not this, or neither this nor that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So one of these is quite straightforward. It's oder.
Yeah, or.
Yeah. And the other one, the next one is entweder oder.
So that's like either or.
Genau, yeah. So with oder, you can, willst du Schokolade oder Eis, yeah, you could potentially still say both.
Yeah.
But with entweder oder,
you're
nein.
Not getting both. It's one or the other, yeah.
Genau. And then we have sowohl als auch.
As well as.
Yeah, so ich möchte sowohl Schokolade als auch Eis.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we have so wie, which also says that you want both, yeah. You say, ich möchte Schokolade sowie Eis.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we have sondern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sondern means not that, but that.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, ich möchte keine Schokolade, sondern Eis.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I have a couple of examples for you.
Okay.
Okay. Martin, entweder ziehst du deine Schuhe an oder du bleibst daheim.
So, Martin, either you put your shoes on or you're staying at home.
Exactly. Ja, so entweder oder is very popular with parents.
Yes.
Yeah. And then my next example is, Emma mag sowohl Pizza als auch Currywurst.
So Emma likes both pizza and Currywurst.
That's right, yeah. And the last example, Tamara will die Wand nicht grün streichen, sondern weiß.
Right, so this is the sondern one, the but. So Tamara doesn't want to paint the wall green,
mm-hmm.
sondern weiß, but white.
Genau. And now I have a little translation exercise for you.
Okay.
Markus either wants to buy a motorbike or go on holidays.
Right, so Markus either wants to buy a motorbike or go on holidays. Markus will entweder ein Motorrad kaufen oder im Urlaub.
In den Urlaub.
In den Urlaub fahren.
Genau, sehr gut. Ja.
When would we use im Urlaub?
Ich bin im Urlaub.
Ja, okay, so in den Urlaub fahren.
Genau, so Mark is very smart. He knows he has to budget. Mhm. Ja, und er will entweder ein Motorrad kaufen oder in den Urlaub fahren. Sehr gut, super.
Okay.
So, and now we're getting to our last topic,
yep,
which took up quite a bit of our time and it energy, did. Yes. And it's the subjunctive too.
Okay.
And do you remember when we used the subjunctive?
Oh, well, we looked at quite a few examples, but I think the first ones we talked about was when we were wishing things.
Genau. So we can express wishes with the subjunctive.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the simple ways to do that is to say, ich möchte.
Yeah, so I would like.
Yeah. And another way was, ich wünschte, but that then requires another subjunctive in the subordinate clause. So ich wünschte, ich hätte einen Swimmingpool. Ja, oder ein Schwimmbad. Ja. Sehr schön, ja. And then we have also the possibility to express a wish with a wenn-Satz, ja. Wenn Tanja doch nur weniger telefonieren würde.
So if only Tanja phoned more often kind of thing.
Nein, weniger.
Oh, less. Yeah,
spoke
sorry.
Less on the phone.
Right, okay.
I guess it's the person paying for the phone bill.
I understand.
Talking. Ja, so, ja, wenn Tanja doch nur weniger telefonieren würde, or we do the inversion, würde doch Tanja nur weniger telefonieren.
Ja, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Sehr gut. And then, what is another function in which we use the subjunctive to?
So we also looked at it when we were like giving advice.
Yeah, genau. When we give advice, we can make this a bit softer with a conjunctive. Yeah, instead of du musst, etc., etc., we can say du könntest vielleicht mal etwas Sport machen.
So you could perhaps do a bit of sport.
Yeah, genau. Oder wir können sagen, wie wäre es, wenn ihr mal etwas weniger fernseht?
Yeah, so what if you watched a little less TV?
Aha. Or we can also say, ich würde.
So I would.
Ja, zum Beispiel, ich würde ein bisschen früher ins Bett gehen.
So that's kind of like saying, if I were you, I would go to bed earlier.
Genau, ich würde ein bisschen früher ins Bett gehen.
Yep.
So careful with these... with this sort of given advice, because not everybody then feels it is so well meant, because it has something a little bit patronizing about
it. I see.
It.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, and then we're using the subjunctive too to make if sentences.
Yes. Yeah. So this has been quite recent. We've done this recently in 329.
That's right. So, and we start with wenn.
Mm-hmm. If.
And this is a funny thing in German, and we will see this when German speakers speak English, that they would say, oh, if I would have cake, I would eat it.
Yeah.
And that's because we're using exactly the same verb in both parts of an if sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah? So we say, wenn ich einen Apfel hätte, würde ich ihn essen.
If I had an apple, I would eat it.
Genau, das ist richtig. And if we want to leave out the if, the wenn, we make the inversion.
Mm-hmm.
Sänge er besser, würde ich zuhören.
If he sang better, I would listen.
Yes. It's a bit harsh.
A bit harsh.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a few exercises for you.
Okay.
Our first exercise has to do with expressing a wish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a situation for you and I would like you to express a wish.
Okay.
Your birthday is coming up and you hope your aunt will get you a new football.
Right. So I would like a new football from my aunt for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure about the order here, but let's try. Ich möchte, I would like.
Mhm.
Could I say from my aunt next?
Ja.
Von meiner Tante?
Ja.
Wenn a new football?
Ja.
Einen neuen Fußball?
Ja.
For my birthday? Zu meinem?
Ja.
Geburtstag? Bekommen.
Ja, ja.
Do we need the bekommen?
No,
in the end?
You don't. It's like the gehen thing. Ich möchte ins Kino, ja? So, ich möchte von meiner Tante einen neuen Fußball zu meinem Geburtstag oder auch bekommen am Ende, ja?
Okay, gut.
So, can you do a when sentence? So, with this if only.
Right, so if only my aunt... oh gosh, this is difficult. Wenn meine Tante...
Mm-hmm.
So that's nominative this time.
Ja.
Wenn meine Tante mir.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it nur?
Ja, you could say that, ja.
Nur einen neuen Fußball zu meinem Geburtstag.
Zu meinem Geburtstag, ja.
Geben würde?
Geben würde oder schenken würde.
Right.
Ja? Ja, ja, sehr gut. Wenn meine Tante mir nur einen neuen Fußball zu meinem Geburtstag schenken würde. Das ist super. Sehr gut. Bravo.
Sehr schwierig.
Let's move on to an exercise of a different use of the subjunctive.
Okay.
And it's making suggestions or giving advice. So I'd like you to give advice in this situation I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
Ja? Your friend is unhappy with her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And you could suggest that he or she should go to the hairdressers.
Right. So could I say you should go to the hairdressers? Du solltest zum Friseur gehen.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to be a bit less forceful.
Vielleicht könntest du zum Friseur gehen?
Ja, sehr gut, super. Sehr schön.
I'm not talking to you, Andrea. Here,
nein,
obviously.
Nein, natürlich nicht. Okay.
And you're not talking to me either,
because
I've got no hair.
No, no. Okay. Now I have, as a last exercise for you, a situation. And I would like you to change this situation in a hypothesis.
Mm-hmm, okay. So we're using an if clause, basically.
That's right. So the situation is this. Julia macht nie ihre Hausaufgaben.
Ja.
Sie ist nicht sehr gut in der Schule.
Right, so you want me to say if Julia did do her homework, she would be good in
That's
school.
That's right, yeah.
Right, so could I say, wenn Julia, you said nie, so immer ihre Hausaufgaben machte, wäre sie sehr gut in der Schule.
Ja, sehr gut, ja. Wenn Julia immer ihre Hausaufgaben machte oder machen würde, wäre sie sehr gut in der Schule.
Could I say, machte Julia immer ihre Hausaufgaben?
Ja.
Würde sie, wäre sie. Sehr gut in der Schule?
Ja, genau. Ja, ja, sehr gut, super. Ja, yeah, so that's it.
That's it. Well, that is 9 different topics that we've covered in the course of lessons 21 to 29. And this is lesson 30. And coming up, we have our bonus episode. We've got a conversation in our bonus episode, I believe.
Yes, a short conversation, yes.
Something a little different. But then after that, things get a little bit different for lessons 31 to 40 for Coffee Break German. And we're going to tell you about that now. For this, we are welcoming back a very well-known voice for Coffee Break German listeners. It's Thomas. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Mark.
Wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's sehr gut, danke.
Now, we're delighted to welcome you back into the Coffee Break German studio because you're going to be helping us with Coffee Break German Season 3, Lessons 31 to 40.
Ja, und ich habe gerade dein Deutsch gehört und es ist schon ausgezeichnet.
I don't know about that, but thank you. Thank you nonetheless. Now, Andrea, you are going to be moving on from Coffee Break German. So you're leaving us with in the safe hands of Thomas.
Yes, I'm delighted that Thomas can take over. And I am sure you will indeed be in very good hands. And maybe Thomas can give us some insight in what's coming next in the next 10 episodes, because the team have been working very hard on something very special. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes, so the next 10 episodes are all in the format of a story. And I have read those stories and I have to say I'm so impressed where the German level has come to, from like season one where I was involved to now coming back at the end of season three. And there are so many exciting grammar points to talk about. And I'm really looking forward to go into these details that I hadn't had the chance to go into like season one.
Absolutely. And I mean, now that we can deal with the subjunctive, then it's all straightforward from here.
All the delightful parts of the German language.
Now, as Thomas said, we're looking at a story together and we're going to be following a story through lessons 31 to 40. And one of the things that I feel is really important is having a reason and having the motivation to keep learning. And with stories, it's great because not only do you want to learn the German and improve your German, I'm speaking personally here, but you also want to follow the story to hear what happens next. So we're really looking forward to lessons 31 to 40. And we will be in safe hands with Thomas.
Ich freue mich darauf.
Also tschüss.
Tschüss.
So, Andrea, do you have one final Kleinigkeit for us before we end this recording, this episode, and your involvement in Coffee Break German Season 3?
Yes, indeed, I do.
Well, you know what I need to do?
Yes.
I need to press the button for the music.
Absolutely.
Also.
So, our last Kleinigkeit hier ist Redewendung,
so a proverb, an expression,
ja. Schließt sich eine Tür, öffnet sich irgendwo ein Fenster.
I like it. So, schließt sich eine Tür, if a door closes, öffnet sich irgendwo ein Fenster. Somewhere else a window opens.
Genau, ja.
Nice.
So here we mean that although maybe something ends or something didn't happen the way we wanted, there are other opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. One thing I'm thinking, just to come back into our grammar, could we say, well, how would we say, if a door were to close, a window would open elsewhere.
Aha, okay. Wenn sich eine Tür schlöße, würde sich irgendwo ein Fenster öffnen.
Right, so wenn sich ein Tür schlöße, würde sich irgendwo ein Fenster öffnen.
Ja, genau.
But that's only if it were to do something. Obviously, when a door does close, a window opens elsewhere.
Genau, das ist richtig, ja?
Obviously, Andrea, I would like to say a huge thank you to you for all the work that you've done with Coffee Break German Season 3. It's been an absolute pleasure working through this with you, and I'm sure that our listeners will miss you, but we'll be in the safe hands of Thomas for the remaining part of this series.
Yes, I think you'll be more than fine with Thomas, yeah? Thank you, Mark, and thank you to all the listeners for listening to us for over all these episodes. And I hope everyone knows more than at the beginning of Coffee Break German Season 3.
Das ist sicher. I'm sure that is the case. There may well be opportunities in the future for other episodes. Hopefully we'll hear Andrea's dulcet tones once more in the future.
Yes.
But for now, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Vielen Dank.
So, of course, this episode, like every other episode, is part of our course. The course can be found over at coffeebreakgerman.com. Just look for the Season 3 Advanced course and you can get all the bonus materials there. But for now, we're going to bring things to a close. We'll be back with episode 31 soon. But for now, Andrea, vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank, Mark.
Und vielen Dank to all our listeners. Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Alles Gute!
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network.
Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.